And now it's my great pleasure to introduce Colin to us next. Colin is going to share with us. And Colin, we're so glad you're here and you're so very welcome. Over to you. And Father, I pray that you would just bless and anoint Colin as he speaks to us. I know that he is full of your Holy Spirit, and I know that you will be speaking to us through him. But I pray that he will be blessed too, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you very much. And we already had such a fantastic service this morning and already had the message preached to us. But I see if I can add a little something. We're celebrating Christmas. We're celebrating the gift of God. And that's summed up by a verse in the Bible, which is probably the most well-known verse often written out at football matches, John 3:16, which says, "For God so loved the world, he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him might not perish, but have everlasting life." So we're in Advent, we're approaching Christmas. We're going to celebrate the gift of that baby. We're going to celebrate Jesus by feasting and giving gifts to one another. But do we really know what that gift was? And how do we describe that gift and what it means to someone who hasn't heard the story? Well, the best place to look for answers to that question or those questions is the Bible. And the very next verse in John's Gospel, John 3:17, gives us a hint. It says, "For God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but so that the world might be saved through him." That's fabulous news. God hasn't come to judge us, but to save us. God loves us. And the Bible has four different ways of telling us the story of Jesus' birth and what it means. Just to briefly go over that. You know, Mark, he skips all the details of the birth and goes straight into the life of Jesus, describing him as a man who tirelessly cared for the sick, healed the sick, delivered the oppressed. He freely forgives sins and went around accepting and hanging out with people that other people rejected. And everywhere he went, people were changed by his kindness. Matthew tells us about the God who keeps his promises, the God who fulfills all his promises to the Jews. Jesus is their long-awaited king, the king of the Jews, the ancestor of David who would deliver them from all their enemies. He's the descendant of Abraham who would fulfill God's promise to bless every family on earth. And so in Matthew's gospel, we have the astrologers coming from the east because they see great signs in the heavens about this king of the Jews, and they bring kingly gifts, gifts fit for a king of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then we have Luke, and Luke's gospel is joy to the world. Jesus is good news for everyone in Luke's gospel, especially those who are overlooked. And so God's kingdom comes actually ushered in by women, by Mary and Elizabeth, who give birth to children who are going to change the world. It's proclaimed by shepherds, people that would be overlooked in the important affairs of life generally, simple working folk. And then the baby is prophesied over by a couple of OAPs in the temple. So Luke is the gospel for every man. Jesus comes to be joy to the whole world, especially those who are overlooked. But, you know, as we've gone on, my favorite is probably John. John tells the story of the nativity from God's perspective. God looks down from heaven on humanity and he sees us living in darkness. He sees us scared. He sees us alone and has compassion and wants to come and save us. And if you read John chapter 1, we haven't got time right now, but if you read it, you'll see that Jesus is described as the light of the world, who gives light into every man who comes into the world, every woman who comes into the world. And we'll see that Jesus is God, come to live amongst us, come to dwell amongst us. Now, anybody who's scared of that, anybody else scared of the dark, or is it just me sometimes? Darkness can be very scary, can't it? Because we don't know what's out there in the dark. We can't see what might come out at us from the darkness, where you might get attacked or might fall over things. We can't see where we're going. We're lost. Darkness is a very scary place to be. Most kids know that. Us adults pretend we're not scared of it. And the world can be a dark place, you know, with pandemics that we're living through, refugee crises, global warming, wars, famines. It's just terrible. Not good news for Christmas. And it can break, that darkness can break into our lives with illness, you know, relationship breakdowns, financial hardships, stress, anxiety. The world can be tough, even in Marlowe. And what comforts us when we're in the dark? It's someone turning the light on, someone holding our hands and letting us know that they're with us. That's what brings comfort. And that's what God does for you and me in Jesus. He comes as the light of the world to light our way so we can see where we're going. We can see who we are and why we're here, that we're meant to be children of God. And he comes to show us the way. So if you find yourself in a dark place this Christmas, amongst all the festivities, amongst all the joy of the season, there's a background of stress or anxiety. Take a moment right now to close your eyes and imagine God coming to you in Jesus. That baby that was born 2,000 years ago is the same. He comes to bring light to you today, and he comes to be with you. He comes to drive out the darkness, and he comes to put his hand in yours and say, I'm with you always to the end. So I just echo Dale's encouragement, you know, for us to be like stars shining out this Christmas time. And to follow Jesus. Because he says that we're to do what he did and we're to do even greater things than he did. And if he's the light of the world, he says, now you're the light of the world. So why don't we look at how we might bring light to those who are in darkness in this season, how we might let people know that we're with them. One small way that my wife has done that this Christmas is to organize 25 stockings for young people living in sheltered accommodation in Maidenhead. Just let them know. They're not alone in this world. Someone else is thinking of them. That's the message of Christmas. We're not alone. Someone's thinking of us. Jesus came to tell us that, to save us all. And that's why we celebrate. Thank you.